Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome into the noon hour. It is unpopular opinion time.
Yeah, real quick before we
Talk
get to
Chiefs.
That. So Andy Reid was at the podium just now for the Chiefs right before practice. Said that, first of all, the only person not practicing is Breshard Smith with an illness. The other thing is he was asked about Josh Simmons, who, if you don't know, left tackle for the Chiefs, just kind of disappeared Sunday before the game. We're not sure why, and I'm not sure that we have a right to know why. If he's having some personal reason that, you know, so long as it isn't affecting his play on the field or isn't affecting him, as you know, it's not a legal issue, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then we don't have a right to know. But it is getting increasingly weird because Andy said he's not going to answer that. He's not going to speak to anything involving Josh Simmons, and he would let Veach handle that. Veach being the general manager. It's a little confusing because you would think if it's a disciplinary issue, then, well, that's Andy. That's right. The head coach. That he'd be the one who needed to deal with it.
And if it's an injury issue or a health issue or like when Chris Jones was going to a funeral, that's Andy Reid.
That's Andy. But it being Veach would almost make it seem like this guy, I hate to jump to conclusions, and I have a tendency to catastrophize sometimes, but it almost makes it seem like this guy's not going to be on the team. Because why would the general manager need to get involved with a personnel issue that's not drastic?
My wonder was, is he in trouble? I mean, did he do something? And we're not trying to jump to conclusions, although it sure sounds that way. It just, you don't hear that very often where it goes over Andy Reid's head, where he says, I'm not going to handle this. Brett Veach is who you have to talk to. We're also not, and I guarantee you, this is what local media is starting to do, is... Where is he from? Like, where was he?
San Diego. Okay. That's where he went back.
So I guarantee you media now is going to try to track him down in San Diego. They're going to try their media in San Diego is looking because, and I don't know if Brett Veach then is going to put out a statement at some point. To me, it's very significant that he said that.
Yeah.
That because he didn't have to say anything. He could just say, and I don't have comment at this time.
It's funny. Nate Taylor, who covers the Chiefs for ESPN, he's always on with Cody and Gold next door, was on with them yesterday. I listened to his podcast that he does with Josh Briscoe and Seth Kizer called Only Weird Games last night, and he basically made the case. He has doggedly been trying to find out what's going on, and nobody's saying anything, which on one hand makes you worry a little bit, like, why is everybody being so close-lipped? But two, also just silver lining here, it's a little bit encouraging as far as how the Chiefs do things. Because I guarantee you, if this was pretty much any other team in any other sport, if there was anybody in that locker room that knew anything,
right,
they would have been like, well, look, Nate, don't put me on record, but He's been having a lot of problems lately. He's been showing up for late for practice. He's been saying he's sick when he's not really sick. He's been, you know, he's coming in crying. Something like, I'm not saying, by the way, that was hypothetical. I'm not saying anybody said that to Nate, but nobody was saying anything to him. And he was like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it, but we have no idea what's going on.
And if he had been, I mean, I just look at it from information that's generally accessible to the media standpoint. If he had been injured, mm-hmm. we'd know that.
Yes.
Because he's a big enough name. I mean,
they would have to put him on the report for an injury.
Right. But if he had been in a car accident, yep. same thing. If he had been arrested,
yeah.
I mean, that would, because now it's news. And so media in San Diego would be looking for that. None. And I just did like a news search. I mean, it's not in news anywhere about him. So he hasn't done something so far that we know of dealing with the law or that would have him.
Yeah.
Be in a serious injury.
I don't
which
know.
Is good. I got good.
Yeah.
Just odd.
It is weird. I do want to just take a moment though, as a Chiefs fan, to thank Jalen Moore, who has filled in for after spending the night sleeping in a hospital because his third child was born.
Yeah.
And he slept
showed
in the hospital.
The next day.
Showed up the next day, having no idea that he was going to play. Because it'd be one thing if Josh Simmons had got injured during practice or had been injured the week before and was limited in practice. He was full participant in all practices. No one was expecting this until Sunday. And then all of a sudden, Josh isn't there. Mm-hmm. And Andy Heck goes up to Jalen Moore and says, hey,
we need you.
We need you to go in, man. So you're playing. You're starting to left tackle tonight.
And didn't he have a great game?
He was great. Yeah. I think he was the whole line was great, but I think he allowed three pressures. But again, considering the circumstances, and he was going up against Aiden Hutchinson, who's one of the best defensive linemen in the game, defensive mm-hmm. edges in the game. He did a fantastic job. So while it is concerning what happened with Josh Simmons or whatever is going on, it is great that we have a guy like Jalen Moore there. All right. Moving on to unpopular opinions. Here is one. where do I have it? Oh, yeah. Ads during football games are actually fantastic. Gives you a break to go to the bathroom, get something to drink, get something to eat. I love ads. I don't know if this was written sarcastically, by the way, because it almost sounds like, hey, it's so great. Like, mm-hmm. I actually do appreciate the ads. I like a break in the action because I'm always in group chats with other people watching the games, whether it's the Chiefs games or it's just the games during the day. And then we text each other about what's going on, or it does give you a chance to go to the bathroom. It does give you a chance to check on the chili or meatballs or whatever you're cooking or the steak. I'm fine with it. And football to me is such an engrossing game. The ads don't really, when I'm watching a game, don't really take me out of it.
I don't need so many ads. Mm. I don't go to the bathroom that often. I don't have that much food I need to check on. And I feel like football games go pretty long.
Oh, they're at least 3 hours.
Yeah. That's a lot. I don't, especially if it's a late game.
Mm.
Can we get it down to, can we take half the ads out? Can we go 2.5 hours instead of 3 hours?
And this is why soccer has never caught on in America. You don't have ad breaks in soccer.
I don't want that many. I get it. Yes. Occasionally I like to go to the bathroom. Occasionally I like to go pour another drink, whatever. But I don't need that many.
Yes, Quentin.
I think that the ad breaks in football that can be frustrating is like towards the end of the half when, you know, you're trying to save clock. So you're using timeouts and then you go to break.
And that really drags on.
And then, you know, a play later, they score a touchdown. So then you have another break.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can get a little bad. But I think for the most part, the way sports are set up, there are a lot of natural breaks.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel so bad. We were before the show, we were talking about baseball, and baseball has the perfect breaks for it because mm-hmm. it's in between each inning. It's when you have pitcher changes.
Changing a pitcher. But that's why I'm glad that in baseball they have the rule now where you can't change pitchers so quickly.
Yeah, the three batter minimum.
Because I remember watching a game one time and turning it off because they literally changed three pitchers for three batters.
Yeah.
I was like, this is ridiculous. And every time they did it, you went to an ad break and saw the same damn commercial you saw before. All right, next one. I think we've hit this one before, but I don't care. It's worth talking about again. Unpopular opinion. Nickelback is a perfectly competent rock band, and most of the hate is a meme that people repeat without listening. Look, I've said this for years, and probably said it earlier when I'm sure we've done this as an unpopular opinion before. I don't like Nickelback, but that's not because I hate them specifically as a band.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I just don't like that kind of dad rock, alpha male stuff, that arena rock stuff. That's just not my vibe. I like lo-fi, punk rock, high energy with lyrics that are maybe a little bit dripping with esotericism and mystery. That's what I like. I know what I like, and I like music that challenges you a little bit. Nickelback does not do that. Nickelback is pop rock, and that's totally fine. What bothers me is I've known people who hate Nickelback but like love Bon Jovi. I'm like, that's, do you not understand? That's basically the same band,
right?
Like, they're not that different.
I think we had this conversation about Creed. I think that was, I don't think it was about Nickelback.
Okay, with Creed, I get hating them more.
Yeah.
I can see liking Bon Jovi and hating Creed, because Creed, there's the religious overtones to that, but also the pietism and the kind of literally holier than thou attitude that they have. Meanwhile, they are the only band that got so drunk on stage that they couldn't finish a show, and their fans sued them. So I could see if you were one of those fans at the show in Chicago hating Creed. But I don't understand hating Nickelback, who's not done anything like that. Seem like they're like nice people. They're Canadian, for God's sake.
I have no strong opinion about Nickelback.
Yeah, that's...
I just don't care. I'm totally apathetic to it.
That's where I'm at with them, too,
I
mostly.
I just don't care.
The only thing that bothers me is the hypocrisy of people who are like, oh, you know, and I love Guns N' Roses, but Nickelback sucks.
Yeah, I have... There Pick are a couple lane. Songs... that they have that I'll probably sing along to if they come on.
Yeah.
That's it. I just don't.
What do they have?
I can't get excited about it.
They had that one song.
Photograph.
Oh, that was their big song. But like, yeah, their first song was like, This Is How You Remind Me.
Oh, yeah.
How I really am. Yeah. And I remember hearing that and be like, okay, so this is what we're doing now? This is, all right, fine.
But that's okay. Just don't listen to it.
Well,
then.
It's also... I don't understand people, and people get like this with Taylor Swift as well, or Bad Bunny, or any really popular artist, or people get mad that they're popular.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that people like unchallenging, easy to listen to stuff. Like,
and that's okay.
And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Doesn't all have to be complicated all the time.
And you should expect that. And if you want to be a little weirdo with me and go to the clubs that only hold 50 people, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that same idea bleeds into other media as to like movies. Like, there are a lot, when the Marvel movies were a big thing, there were a lot of people that were upset. Is like, it's just superhero doing superhero stuff. How entertaining can this be? And it's like, you know what?
Extremely, actually.
Sometimes I just want to watch, you know, Captain America throw a shield and that's it.
Yes.
I don't
think.
Okay.
Yes.
So
this is why I've watched Armageddon 75 times.
It's why, you know, when I
don't have to work very hard.
When I'm cleaning my room, you know, I'll put The Office on, you know, so I can convince myself I'm being productive.
Oh, it is. If that's why there's comfort shows.
Yes.
Where it's not just comforting because
like the Golden Girls.
Like the Golden Girls. Exactly. Yes. Thank you. Because I can put that on and not pay attention to it.
But you still know generally what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every episode with the Golden Girls is the same. One of them might move out. That's every episode of the Golden Girls. I've watched 3 seasons of that show now, and that's what I've noticed. Every episode, one of them might leave. We don't know which one. All right. Next one. We'll go to break on this one and talk about it more coming up. Daylight savings time is great. It helps more people enjoy sunlight after work, which makes evenings feel alive instead of rushed.
This person sucks.
This person does suck, and I don't think that they know what's coming up with daylight savings time.
But it's about to happen.
We'll talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There you go. Poking the bear a little bit there with the Nickelback. Way to get the people riled up.
I like that song because it sounds like this is how you remind me of the Holiday Inn. All right, so real quick before we get back to unpopular opinions again, because the Chiefs press conferences are happening right now. Andy Reid about Josh Simmons, left tackle, who's been kind of missing. Missing isn't the right word. He's missing from work. He's missing from practice. I think they know where he is. He's in San Diego, but they don't. They're not forthcoming with what's going on with him. He just was on Sunday, just like didn't show up for the game, and they didn't know what to do. They put him on the injury list as out for personal reasons. Andy was asked about it. He said he's not going to talk about it. And that Veach would handle that, the GM. And Patrick Mahomes, when asked about it, said that he was going to keep the conversations private, but did note that he's, quote, praying for him. Now, Mahomes kind of does say that about everybody.
Says that about, yeah.
He says that he,
he's
I
a,
think.
He's a prayer.
He's a very religious person, and I'm assuming probably does pray for a lot of people. But it I don't know if, is that encouraging or discouraging, that at least it seems like he's talking to people on the team. He has had a conversation with Patrick Mahomes.
Sure, it's encouraging, I guess, that he hasn't just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And I don't. Listen, this is only going to pick up steam more as we go through the week. Whoever's tomorrow, they do these on Tuesdays and Thursdays, right? News conferences. So on Thursday, everyone's going to be asked about it.
They do on every single day.
Every day. Okay.
Yeah, they do on every single day. But it's Wednesday is when you usually get Andy and Patrick. Then they tell you who's going to be at the podium before, like they have a write up. If Brett Veach is coming to the podium tomorrow, I would be like, I don't know if I want to hear this.
It is. I'll just say again, it is such an odd thing to say for Andy Reid to say. He could say no comment.
Yep.
He could say, he's handling some whatever. He could say something very generic, and that would be like Andy Reid because he's so private anyway.
Yep.
The fact that, and it says to me, he was instructed to give that answer. Like somebody said, if you get asked about this, and you will, you say Brett Veach is handling it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to make of that, but that's rare.
Can I also say, while it is important to Kansas City, and it is important, I think, to get this news out there and to report on this, at the same time, I also just feel so like dirty speculating on it.
Yeah.
Like,
I get it.
I mean, I don't like that. I don't, because it could be it could be something, it could be nothing. He's a young man and he could be going through some kind of mental crisis that we up until now had no idea was happening. It could be a family situation with somebody very close to him.
Yeah.
And he isn't comfortable talking about it. It could be any number of things. I wish that we had more information.
And frankly, from a PR standpoint, I mean, he doesn't have to tell us, right?
Right.
He has no obligation to tell us. But from a PR standpoint, I mean, if I'm advising the Chiefs, say six words to give everybody an idea of what's up, and then we'll stop asking about it for a while.
Yeah.
You know, is he okay?
Well, his agent is Drew Rosenhaus, which if you follow football, you know that name. He was also Tyreek Hill's agent.
Okay.
Or is Tyreek Hill's agent. And he's very active with the media. You hear a lot from Drew Rosenhaus if you follow the NFL. And he's not said anything. So, again, I guess at this point is just enough to say, I hope for the best for him. It is a concerning situation involving Josh Simmons. Part of the reason I think I'm having this reaction, and I think that Chiefs Kingdom in general is having a lot of this, is because 13 years ago, the Jovan Belcher thing happened.
Remind people of that.
Jovan Belcher was a defensive player for the Chiefs who murdered his girlfriend, then drove to the Arrowhead parking lot and blew his brains out.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that what's happening with Josh Simmons is even remotely close to that.
Right.
I'm not saying that at all. But I think the reason we get triggered by stuff is because when something just comes out of nowhere with one of our players, we're just like, wait, what's going on? What's going on? What happened?
But keep in mind, this is the same organization that didn't tell anybody for a long time that bullets had been fired through a window where Andy Reid was nearby, you know? And they were able to keep that a secret for a really long time, despite how many people work for the Chiefs.
Downs me.
So, it's again, that referral to Brett Veach to me, like that has me looking now on San Diego Reddit. I mean, just to see if he's been spotted anywhere or anything like that. And I don't like that, but
he's a big guy. I think he would stand out.
Would they know him there? Like if he was out in public, would you know who he is? He's from there, but
maybe. I mean, you look at that guy, you're like, God, that guy should be playing in the NFL. But I don't know. Real quick, back to unpopular opinions. Somebody said daylight savings time helps more people enjoy sunlight after work, which makes evenings feel alive instead of rushed. Okay, what we're going into is not, I guess, the daylight savings time. We're going into standard time. So you might be right.
The day after Halloween. November 1st, we go back to standard.
Here's the problem. When we fall back, we lose an hour, right?
Yes, you fall back, you turn your clocks back.
So you get less time. You get more time. Okay, so we gain an hour.
You repeat an hour.
Yeah, we gain an hour, right.
Yeah.
So we get one back. It'll be 2 o'clock twice, basically.
Right.
Sure, that might be enjoyable, having a little bit longer to sleep on a Saturday night. I wish they, and I know it makes things difficult, but I wish they would do it during the week, so at least you got more sleep in between work days.
On a work night, yeah.
Yeah, instead they do it on a Saturday going into Sunday.
Yeah.
That's annoying. Did you have something to say about it, Quentin?
Oh, Mr. Dark and Gloomy in there.
Oh, look.
Probably can't wait.
I appreciate the extra hour of sleep that I get on the one day of the year.
Does anybody actually get an extra hour of sleep where you just wake up an hour earlier?
Usually just wake up an hour earlier, but that's nice. That's nice, too. Yeah, well, go ahead.
But the flip side of it is that there's now another day of the year where I'm very angry and I'm upset because I lost an hour of sleep.
It's also, studies have shown this. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, it's
seasonal affective disorder is a thing.
It's not as bad during the fall, but I just mean changing the clocks. When they do it in the spring, or when we do it in the spring, it's been shown to mark an increase in heart attacks, car accidents, anxiety, all
Why?
Sorts of
the reason?
Car accidents, I'm assuming, because people wake up late and are rushing to work.
Yes.
Heart attacks, maybe because they wake up and go, I'm late. I don't know. Or just the change makes you feel uneasy and causes like a feeling of anxiety. There have been a lot of studies that show that it's literally killing people and we need to get rid of it, but we never will. They were so close a few years ago And it just didn't go anywhere.
The reasons to still have it don't make sense because it was farmers all, and we don't, it's just not a thing anymore that we don't need it for that reason
anymore.
You
know the reason we actually started it?
What's that?
World War One, the Germans started it. Germans started doing it to conserve energy during World War One so that it was light later in the spring. And so people wouldn't be using oil or electricity at night as much to, you know, see. So that's why they started doing it, because then you had more light later, and then, you know, you turn the lights off when you go to bed anyway, right?
Yeah.
So they started doing it, and then England was like, whoa, we can't let them have the edge on energy. And then in America, we were like, oh, we got to start doing it too. And that's where it took off from.
And Arizona and Indiana said, nope, so not us. And then one of them does it now.
Arizona doesn't have it.
Okay, so Indiana does. Indiana changed.
I don't know if either one of them had it. I thought they both got it.
I thought one of them.
Let me look it
up. It used to be two states, and I thought now it's just one state.
Maybe you're right. Don't.
Indiana would make sense because of Chicago.
Have
so that way they're on the same time.
Daylight savings.
As Chicago.
Arizona, Hawaii. Yeah, I guess Indiana got it.
Okay.
Ugh, like a virus.
So I always have mixed feelings about it because I like that it's light earlier because I'm up early in the morning and I like that. And the dog will like that, being able to go out and out at like 6 a.m. instead of 7 a.m. I also don't mind it because I go to bed early. And so I like it to be dark when I go to bed. But it just, like, I don't mind it during the week. On the weekends, I want it to be light later. On the weekends, I want it to be dark later in the morning so that I'll sleep in, and I want it to be light later so I can
also
do stuff.
What, when we talk about it being light later, that's nice. But during the summer, that's, you're literally talking about the difference between getting dark at 9:15 at its peak and 8:15. Is it that much of a difference?
It's only an hour.
Right.
Yeah, it's only
an hour.
It's not
that much. It's annoying.
You also have like satellites and phones and all of this stuff that where like the time is the time everywhere, right? We don't depend on the clock on the tower to tell us all the time.
I think that's one of the reasons why we haven't gotten rid of it, is because of satellites and GPS, and now you don't have to reset everything.
I got
to
reset. I got to reset my clock next to my bed.
Yeah.
The microwave, the stove, my car.
You have so many problems.
Did you? Oh, really? Yeah. Mine just all that does that digitally.
I think my
you need to upgrade your life, buddy.
Actually, the more and more I learn about smart technology and something called software tethering, I'm getting older. I'm now refusing to purchase anything made past like 2017.
Here's what is interesting about you is that you just said, what was the phrase? Software tethering?
Software tethering.
Okay. I don't even know what that means. I've never heard that term before. There's this old man in you that doesn't want to change your manual clocks, but you know what software tethering is. So like, you know how to do it all. You just refuse to.
Software tethering is when a item that you used to be able to, the best example of this is when HP did this with their printers, where you would buy a printer and you had to buy the HP ink, and
yes,
the software inside the printer would know if you bought some other brand of ink. And it would just, the printer would just shut off and it wouldn't let you use the ink. And that the HP would force you to buy HP ink through a software inside of the printer.
Okay.
My head is spinning. We haven't talked about printing something.
Where you're basically, whatever. Katie asked me the other day, could I print something off for it at work? And I was like, I don't even know if we have a printer here anymore. And
yeah,
then I was like, well, we obviously do, because
look at
all the paperwork back here.
Yeah, you're right. But I would have no idea how to access that.
I haven't printed. I have worked in this building on and off for 13 years now. I've never printed anything. I can honestly tell you that. I don't think I've printed one damn
thing. When I worked in the newsroom, yeah, I printed stories because that's how we used to do it. But I wouldn't know. I don't even know how to, because I never use the work computers here. I always bring my own because it's faster. I don't even know how to log into work computers here. If I needed to, I would have no idea.
Just because I have to do it for sound effects.
I would have to borrow somebody's.
All right.
So
coming up. Who could have seen this coming? There are crypto ATMs all over the place, and apparently they're at the epicenter of a bunch of scams. Who would think something called crypto could be riddled with malfeasance? Talk about it next, somebody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, tomorrow morning at... what time? 11:15. Our good friend Burton Kelso, who is a technology expert, is going to join us to every so often. We just need a refresher on the scams and how to protect ourselves because we keep having all these stories come up and he's really good at explaining that. If you have questions, then feel free to gather those together and we'll certainly take those and we can talk to him about those tomorrow because we have yet another story now about crypto ATM scams. Remember yesterday we had the story about the guy that lost $120,000 because he was courted by some woman named Lisa on TikTok who eventually had him go to a crypto ATM to try to send her money. And it wasn't actually Lisa.
And this is apparently these things are popping up all over the country and they seem it's not that they themselves are responsible for the scams. Mm-hmm. It's just they themselves make it so much easier for people to get away with scamming other people.
Yeah.
So the idea is if you're a scammer, you meet somebody online or you talk to somebody, you convince them through whatever chicanery available to you to give you money and you go to one of these, they tell you to go to this crypto ATM, you put a bunch of cash in and then it'll change the cash to this digital currency that you then send to this other person. And then they translate that back into actual money or maybe they keep it because I guess it goes up and down or whatever.
Okay. So my understanding, and it is not a lot of crypto, is that part of why scammers like it is because it's really hard to track.
Yeah.
Why is it really hard to track?
Because it's on. We should have held that guy over. Well, we ask him tomorrow. We had a caller earlier who says he does blockchain investing. My understanding of it, and it's very rudimentary. And as our 26-year-old producer is raising the mic, I'll let him.
Oh, he's about to school.
I'll let him actually tell us in a second.
Old people,
but my understanding of it is that you basically. You get entered into a log, which is the blockchain, anonymously, and it's just a series of numbers that represents your deposit. Okay. And instead of it being based on your social security number and your name and your address, like a regular bank account is, it's just a series of digits basically in a, like if you had a diary entry or something like that, and instead of writing down the people you're paying your bills to, if you had, like, if you kept a, if you balanced your checkbook, it would just be a series of numbers. So it's really hard to track. Is that in any way, shape, or form accurate?
As somebody who made $40 on Dogecoin in the past, that's pretty much the gist of it, is that you're putting your, you're taking your American currency, your dollary dues, and you're putting it inside of an ATM. That ATM is then taking your money and then converting at the current worth of whatever your cryptocurrency is into what's that worth. And it just gets thrown into a bunch of ones and zeros. And the whole, the original thought behind cryptocurrency is that it would be anonymous and that you would detach yourself from the dollar or the euro, whatever other currency that, that you're doing. So it's to sort of back it off. And so you're not under the scrutiny of any form of government.
Right.
It's sort
There's
of like
no
this,
regulation.
Right. It's this collective idea. And then the problem is that exactly what you just brought up, the no regulation. The point behind cryptocurrency is to not have regulation behind it.
Okay.
Well, when you don't have regulation behind things, there are companies, there are, you know, people with bad intent that are going to take advantage of the fact that you're giving them thousands of American dollars with real value, and you're giving them a bunch of ones and zeros that you can only see on your phone.
If my mom is listening, crypto bad.
Crypto bad, mom.
Crypto bad. If you're asked to do anything with crypto, say no.
It also, if you watch the fluctuation of it, it peaks and valleys like nothing, like ever. Like,
oh, the volatility is insane.
Yeah. So what, your $100 might be worth, you know, 100 coins now,
right,
but it won't be worth that long.
So there's some ways they could deal with this, because this is the problem with these machines, is it's not like going to a bank where if you went to your bank and you were like, I want to wire, if somebody went into my wife's bank and said, I want to wire $100,000 to this person in Arizona, and here's their thing, there would be questions. They would be like, okay, who is this person? Why do you need to wire them the money? Exactly what's going on? And if they're older, there might be like, hey, we need somebody else to come in with you to make sure that this is on the up and up.
Yes.
Okay, we just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Whereas with this ATM, there's none of that. It would just be you literally feeding money
into
it.
That's why they like it.
That's why they like it.
Okay.
So some ways they could just change it is, you know, you have a limit on how much money you can put into the machine.
Sure.
Pretty easy. Or if you're a new user, there's a 24-hour cooling off period where you can,
like, we have for buying a gun.
Right. For many things. that you go to the machine, you sign up as a user, and it's like, if you want to deposit money, great. Come back in 24 hours, you can do it then. That gives you some time to assess whether or not you actually want to send all this money to some scammer. Or maybe you'll talk to your kids about it first. Because the reason this works is because people go into panic mode. They start freaking out.
Right.
And they think, I need to solve this problem right now, otherwise it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
So if something delays that, then maybe they're not going to fall for the scam as easily.
Also, every bank is backed by the FDIC.
Yeah.
Right. So everybody has insurance on their bank money. Whereas cryptocurrency, if somebody takes your cryptocurrency, that's it. It's gone.
Yeah.
Crypto bad.
$12.5 billion in fraud losses in 2024.
Wow.
Per the FTC. That's the FTC. So just nationally. Median fraud was $497. But Bitcoin ATM scams often had a $10,000 median. So if you weren't using one, you were only getting ripped off for $500. If you're using one of these Bitcoin ATMs, it was around $10,000.
Okay, so I assume some of this, and we'll talk to Burton about this tomorrow, is you create a sense of urgency in your victim.
Right.
You know, like we used to do with the grandkids scam, which I know still, like, somebody calls you pretending to be your grandchild and I'm in jail and you have to hurry up. And it creates urgency about someone close to you. And you're taking advantage of people who don't get it.
Yeah.
Who don't know what crypto is or Bitcoin is or anything like that.
Just a squirrel moment for a second, but because you mentioned it. Have either of you seen the movie Thelma?
No.
From 2024, last year? Mm-mm. It's a great movie. So it's about a woman who gets scammed because they call her and tell her that her grandson's in trouble.
Okay.
And then she decides to go on a revenge spree against this, find out who the scammers are and go after them. And it's this old woman who's, I believe the actress literally is like 95 years old. An old woman on like a Rascal scooter, like going after these criminals with her old like her old friends. And it's really funny. It doesn't get violent really at all. But it was a really good movie, and it's 93-year-old woman. That's the actress was 93 years old.
Good for her.
It's really good. All right. Coming up, I just get kill a couple minutes here at the end of the hour. What is the spookiest city name in each state? Some Halloween stuff. The spookiest city name? For instance, where is the Devil's Elbow? Well, that sounds like we're talking about some, but we're not. Where is the Devil's Elbow? We'll talk about that coming up. A midday.
This was out of Mental Floss. Mm-hmm. The spookiest place name in every state.
Yeah. Devil's Elbow. That's Missouri.
I guess that wrong.
Yeah.
I thought that was in Wyoming because they have Devil's Tower, a big monument.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
And so that's what I
was wrong. Would the tower be next to the elbow? Where do you think the Devil's Elbow is in Missouri?
Down in the
boot heel. Wrong again. It's right mid-state. It's
really?
just north of Fort Leonard Wood.
Is it a rock formation or is it just a city?
It's a city. These are all town names, I think, right?
But
there's Devil's Elbow Bridge.
Okay.
So it looks like it does overlook some kind of valley or something. Some river. What river is that? Big Piney River.
Okay. I clearly don't know my geography of Missouri well enough. Because then I'm like, where's that river?
Hell Creek. What state is that in?
You told me that was in Kansas. I had to look up and see where it was because I had no idea.
Oh, so you know where this is at.
I don't even have a good point of reference for you.
It's by Wilson.
It's
Lincoln.
West of Salina. That's like your last major west of Salina by like 40 miles.
Jamie, it's right by Wilson
and
Lake.
Then go north.
That's where my family spends all of our vacation time.
I have a restaurant marked on my map that Wilson Flyboy Lake. Brewery and Eats is a really good place to go there.
Probably okay. is.
Okay.
When you have to say the last major point is Salina.
That's what I mean. And it's 50 miles away. Yeah, it's not good.
All right. So both of us are from Illinois, where this next town is at. Bloody Gulch Road. Ever heard of it?
That sounds like something like maybe by Carbondale.
Gulch Road.
That's a Southern Illinois thing.
That does sound like it would be a Carbondale thing. Yeah.
Because Carbondale is
Cairo.
A party school.
Yep.
You know, so that sounds like something a big party school would enjoy.
It is in between Chicago and the Quad Cities.
It is?
Yeah, it's way up north.
Okay.
I'm trying to see any, like what the biggest city, Grand Detour, Polo. I don't know any of these towns.
I don't either.
Man, Illinois is the weirdest state.
Well, there's a lot of cities in Illinois.
Just driving through it, though, you just keep hitting like these middle cities one after another, and then you hit Chicago and it just never ends. Sterling. Nope, there's nothing near Bloody Gulch Road.
Okay, Execution Rocks. Because I just looked this one up to see where it was.
I don't know.
Execution Rocks. Yeah.
Well, they like killing people in Texas. So I'm going to say it's in Texas.
That's a good guess. It is actually in New York.
Wow. They don't even have the death penalty.
And very close to like Manhattan. Like it's not very far from, if it means anything to you, like City Island, mm-hmm. Orchard Beach.
All right. Coming up, we are going to be talking about how one city is handling homeless people, specifically homeless families.
This is where we are, people.
And maybe this is something Kansas City should be considering, especially since we don't want to build shelters.
Yeah.
That's next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.